So just a brief little talk here, and that's, you know, back to what Molly was saying. There isn't a person in here who doesn't have that sense of being wounded or sense of loss in their lives. I mean, we it's just the way our lives go. Life is joy and happiness and gratitude and being filled with thanksgiving, but it's also got the other parts to it. Those parts that are hard. I don't know about you guys, but it's the part that I wanted to avoid. And trying to avoid that, drinking, drugging, to keep that part tamped down, I didn't realize tamping down those emotions that I wanted to avoid also tamped down the emotions I wanted, which were serenity and joy and peace. I can't tamp this down and get these. It doesn't work that way. So what I've come to understand is I really do need to fully experience all life has to offer. The neutral parts, the parts that bring joy, but also the parts that bring some sadness. But here's the key, here's the difference in recovery. There's a story of two Buddhist priests, and they're walking along this path in the woods, and they come across a creek that's about 10 or 15 feet wide, and there's a woman there, a courtesan, you know, all made up, one of those beautiful women that hang around the court for all the royals. And she's standing there, if you will, kind of a woman of ill repute, so to speak. And she's standing there trying to figure out how to get across that creek. Now, there's an old priest and a young priest with these two men, one old, one young. And the old man leans over like this and kind of goes down, and he picks up this beautiful young woman and wades across the creek with her. He gets to the other side and then drops her down. And she bows and thanks him and goes on her way. The young priest saying, "I cannot believe you would have any contact with a person like that. I can't believe that you would do that. You know we're not supposed to be impure, so to speak. Why would you do that?" The old priest said she needed to get across the creek. What's the big deal? Let it go. And so they keep walking. They're headed back to the temple. Maybe it's half a mile or a mile. And then the young priest says again, "You know, I can't believe it. I just still thinking about it. I can't believe that you would do that with her, that you would make yourself impure, if you will, that you would pick her up and carry her across like that. I'm just really amazed." The old priest doesn't say anything, and they keep walking. Young priest says it for a second time, "You know, I've really been thinking about it. And I can't believe that you did that." Old priest doesn't say a thing to him. And then they get kind of to the point where the temple's in view. And the young priest one more time says, "You know, I really have to say, I can't believe that you would do that." And the old priest finally turns to him and says, "You know, I picked her up. I carried her across the creek. I put her down. And I let her go. You, on the other hand, have been carrying her for the last 5 miles because you haven't let it go." And I share that story because there are so many things that occur in our lives, whether we choose them or not, that we somehow continue to carry with us way beyond the expiration date. Either some negative thought about ourselves, or something that we've done that we need to forgive ourselves for, or something that was done to me that still hurts me that I haven't let go of or haven't healed from. Now, we know the program gives us that opportunity to work through those things, but we also know going to therapy and doing all the things that we can to heal ourselves offer us an opportunity to let that go and have that freedom of carrying that burden. One of the ways I've been taught that's the most effective way to let go of those old things is to begin to practice gratitude. Because any of us at any given time could look around and point out negative things in our lives or what's going on in the world or what that guy's doing wrong or what that person's not doing or whatever. We can all do it. It takes a little bit more effort sometimes to look around and see what someone's doing well. The things that are good. The things that bring us happiness, beauty, contentment, if we look for them rather than what's wrong in the world. So today, my hope in us gathering like this, because we do, it's a special day. It's a day of thanksgiving, day of gratitude. And sometimes for me, I don't know about you guys, it takes like a special moment and special music and special people, and the special thing happens and my brain shifts just a little bit. Oh yeah, I get that now. And I remember this going forward. So my hope is that you will remember Sydney lighting the chalice and Jen singing with me and Jeff singing and all the things that we share together, so that this is one of those moments in time you can begin to feel that little shift and begin to practice gratitude in your lives. Okay? So let's pray one more time. We ask God, as we understand God, our higher power, to just help us feel the, just be washed over with the beauty of companionship and community and recovery, an opportunity to shift ever so slightly in our hearts and our minds, so that we begin to feel the beauty, hope, expectations of a good life that recovery offers us. Amen.